where Supreme Lord Krishna took birth and did so many sweet pastimes. He killed so many demons, Aghasur, Bakasur, Putana, and others. He did rash with gopis, then killed Kans and his all demons associates. Then he went to Mathura, he went to Dwarka, and from there he became the charioteer of Arjuna. And all the demon-like persons of both sides were killed by Arjuna, Bhima and others. Thus he took the burden of earth for which he has come. So his pastimes are very, very wonderful. There are so many very hidden treasures. He has given instruction to Arjuna in Gita, and he has given instruction also to Uddhav. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavat Ekadashi Skanda, 11th canto, and that very thing we preach over whole world. This is called Vedic knowledge. So we preach everywhere this knowledge that Ma Tamasa Jyotir Gamaya. Don't go towards darkness, go towards where is their light. What meaning? Where there is happiness, transcendental happiness, where Krishna bhakti is there, all transcendental associates of Krishna are serving him. You should try to go there. Don't go to darkness, that is this world,
material world.
Don't be attached to this material world. This is perishable. You should also always remember that for some time you have come to this world as temporary. This is not your
Permanent residence.
You must die. You must be old. You should remember always. Now you are feeling old, very young, very powerful, very beautiful. But when old age will come, all beauty gone. Note it's eyes so weak, you can walk only by the help of a stick, and after some days you will give up all these relatives, what you have collected, whole earth, whole wealth, your relatives, son, father, mother, everyone giving up. Where to go? You will have to go. Any scientist, doctor cannot help you. Your son, daughter, wife, husband cannot help you. One day you must die. So remember, before death, you should try to realize who am I. You are not this physical body, material body. As soon as your soul is there, you are alive, you are walking, talking, everything doing. But when soul will go away, then you cannot walk, cannot talk, cannot live, nothing. Your this very beautiful body will be given to fire and you will be like ashes. So, this body is what? A bag of urine, blood, stool, latrine, all these things, nothing. But only in this life, human life, you can know that who are you, that you are soul, part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. You have forgotten him, and that is why his illusory maya has thrown you out in this world. This is not first time, you should know. Many, many past births, you were sometimes fish, hawks, dogs, demigods, king, minister, in so many ways. And if you will not realize you, who are I, who are you, and who is Supreme Lord Krishna, and what is the relation between us and Krishna, then again you will have to die and again to take birth, in rotation and rotation. You cannot be happy. You know that you are thinking that I am wealthy, young, very happy. But after some time, when you will be old, where it will go? Your happiness? So it has been told. At once, without delay, go to any expert who is very expert in Krishna bhakti. How to please Krishna? He knows. But nowadays it is very hard to realize who is actual expert guru. So symptom has been given in Bhagavatam and other Veda Shastra. Tasmat gurum prapaddet jigyasushaya uttamam sabde parecha nishnatam brahmanupasvashrayam. Go at once in the association of a high class learned guru who knows all hidden meaning of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. Who can remove your doubts, all doubts, because he knows all Shastra. And he has realization of Krishna, second. And third, detached from worldly desires. Then he is Guru. And he can remove your doubts and he can give you the process of bhakti that you can please Krishna. and then for whole life in this world and transcendental world you will be happy. First of all, in this world, what you want, what is the aim and object of your life, it should be ascertained. You should think and tell me, what is the aim of your life? What is the aim of your life?
Well, it was to be happy, but not anymore.
Not anymore. But anything must be your goal.
Now, only goal I have is to know Him, to know Krishna.
Yes. We want all the aim and object of life to be eternal happiness. And Krishna is Himself Anandam and Brahma.
Embodiment of happiness.
So, without service of Krishna, we cannot be happy. Without any goal of life, a man is like animals. So we must have any goal of our life, and that should be that how I can please Krishna. That is why it has been told, Anna Bhilasita Sunyam Gyan Karmadhyana Vritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rottama. That the endeavor of or all senses, mind, body and soul, and out of this mood, mana, bhav, the chesta, mana,
endeavor
of all should be what? To please Krishna. Whatever you do, do to please Krishna. Always serving your Gurudev. In His guidance, try to engage our all senses in Krishna, to please Krishna. For this, any worldly desire should not be there. Never and never. And also you will have to think that I will not follow Jnana and Karma and Jnana. By Karma and Jnana, Bhakti cannot come. By knowledge, we cannot please Krishna. But by Bhakti, very easy we can control Krishna. His mercy will come to us. So, this is bhakti. When, without any worldly desire, giving up the help of karma and jnana, as a flow of madhu, honey, nairantarjamai,
continuous flow,
if he will do bhakti in this life, then you will be happy. In ancient time, there was a very powerful king of whole world. His name was Bharat Maharaj. Very powerful. But he realized something, that world is nothing. So, he left in his half age, that is 50,000 years of age. He realized this thing and left this world as a latrine and went to forest. Oh, he attained up till Rati Bhav. But one day, when he was remembering these pastimes of Krishna, he saw that nearby a lion was roaring, and by the fear of that roaring, there was a deer, she deer, and she at once jumped a river. And when she was in the middle of the river crossing, from his home, a
baby deer
came out, and he was drinking, sinking in the water, coming up and down. She went
other side
and looked to Bharat Maharaj with a very pathetic way that said, "My children." Bharat Maharaj at once give up his
bhajan,
sadhan, and at once went there and took the baby in his lap, came to his ashram and began to palan poshan,
nourish
and support that baby deer. Now baby becoming gradually bigger and bigger, he was become very near and dear to Bharat Maharaj. When he used to do
meditation,
he used to jump in his lap and by his head, give me your love in this way. And then he used to give up his Bhagavat bhajan and used to do
Tyarasimi.
One day, some deers came running in that side, and this baby deer also saw their relatives and at once jumped up and began to run with them and went away. Then Bharat, thinking always, where he gone? Any lion, tiger will eat him. Where? He was thinking about deer always. In the meantime, his death came and he began to die. But at that time, he was thinking about deer, where he went. So next birth he became deer. Ki sabre. He became deer. So at the time of your death, what you will remember, you will be like that. If you are remembering your wife, you will be lady. If any lady remembering his husband, will be man. If anyone now in world, dogs are very
popular,
anyone thinking about their dogs and he will die, then he will be dog. So we should try to remember from now about Krishna and his sweet pastimes. Then in the last you can remember Krishna. Otherwise not. Janma janma muni jatan karahi antaram mukh avat nahi. Very very great sages. They want to remember Krishna, but at the
time
they cannot. So from now, we should try to chant his name. In name, everything is there, none different from Krishna. Krishna has given his all power, all mercy, all attributes in Krishna name. So Krishna name is very, very powerful as Krishna. They can stop your endless pain of endless birth and death forever. They can give easily Krishna prem. And in these names for Kali Yuga, in Kali Santarna Upanishad, it has been written that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is Mahamantra of Kali Yuga. This mantra has so many modes, so we should try to take Harinam from any qualified guru and chant always. By this, you can easily have Krishna prem. You can chant in daytime, nighttime, evening, morning, walking, driving, without mala, with mala, singing. Even you are not pure, that stage also you can chant it. No need of any farthing or paisa, penny, for this. It is very sulabh. Only by mouth you can chant. No need of doing exercise like Muhammadans, or so many times standing, sitting, standing, lying down. No need. Krishna's sweet pastimes are so wonderful that if you will remember, your mind will be engaged there. Know where it will go. If you will do Hare Krishna somewhat sound
louder,
then you will see that all your mind is controlled. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Oh, there. Your mind will not go anywhere. It will be controlled easily. Otherwise, it will not be controlled. In Kali Yuga, only Kirtan is our religion. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Vash. If any you have question, you can ask.
Anybody any question, please mention. If any doubt, please speak out. Gurudev will rule it out.
How do you convince people in general that just they are so immersed or enamored by material life? How do you convince them of the afterlife and the importance of that death can come at any moment, and you should be aware of what you're doing and where you're going, and make them care about it, like make them care to, you know, try to understand Krishna or God, and try to understand that He exists, that He's real. How do you convince people of that? They have so many other religions, so many other philosophies and thoughts and so many things, that this is it. This is, you know, this is the real truth. And I should follow this and prepare for death to come at any moment.
What telling?
It's a long question.
Prabhu's telling that there are so many persons in this world. They have so many different philosophies, religions, and they are immersed in material life. How can we convince them that it is important to adopt this process of Krishna bhakti?
You should answer.
First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Guru Bhav Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrakacharya Stattatasri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I offer my humble obeisances unto all the acharyas in our Guru Parampara, unto all the Vaishnavas and guests present here, headed by Tridandi Sannyasi Sri Padmadhar Maharaj. Your question is very relevant in this world. Almost all people, they are immersed in some kind of philosophy or religious process, and we see that they do not really worry to adopt a pure concept as we are hearing it from our Guru Parampara, our spiritual masters. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, the Vedic culture is the topmost, final and most purest presentation of the relationship of the living entity with God. In this world there are so many persons who claim, I have a religion, I am very happy, God is giving me my bread and butter, yeah. He forgives me of all my sins, I don't need to do any austerities, look, He's giving me money, He's giving me position, I am so important, my family is very happy, I have a nice dog, and meat is very tasteful. So many excuses they make in the name of sense gratification. The living entities are immersed in sense gratification, and they have made this their goal of life. They have forgotten their eternal relationship with God. Yeah. Even they adopt some religious process and they have discovered some philosophy, but they have all used this to enjoy in this world. In Vedas this is called Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. At most, they will strive for liberation. Even they use the Vedic teachings for this purpose only. Why? Because they have no real experience of what it is to be in contact with God. Once they have that experience, once they meet any real sadhu, or they are in contact with the glories of the holy names, the glories of Krishna, then only they will start to gradually wake up. That is why God Himself is very concerned how these children of mine, how they will become aware of their real fortune. He is very worried. So in this Kali Yuga especially, people are very, very lazy. They don't want to do anything. They want to simply enjoy sense gratification. And for that, they are prepared to labor very hard. Day and night they are working for what? For a very little amount of sense gratification, which they experience in married life. Or if they are divorced, they go to any situation wherein they can have the enjoyment of sexual enjoyment, or by in any other way enjoy their senses. So people are very, very unfortunate. So God is Himself very worried how to save the living entities. So He came Himself, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with this desire in His heart to liberate all and to benedict them with what? Benedict them with the highest prem. Because in this world nobody can be without having some affection for others. isn't it? Without love, we cannot exist. We can exist without water for some time. We can exist without breathing for some time. But without love, we will commit suicide. Yeah? We need affection, love and affection. This is the real dharma or nature of the living entity. So God, being very kind, yeah, He has given in this Kali Yuga a process by which we can experience our dormant love for Him. He has given everything, as our Guru Maharaj and also our previous gurus have given, yeah, that the names of Krishna are non-different from Krishna, non-different from His pastimes, non-different from His qualities, His glories, His dham, the place where He lives. Yeah. Everything is contained within the names of God. Not only that, in this particular age of Kali, Krishna has He has endowed His names with the highest form of prem, yeah, the prem which is experienced, yeah, constantly, without any interruption, by His eternal associates in Braja, in Vrindavan. So to wake people up to this concept means it needs that we ourselves are awake, that we are ourselves aware of this, of our relationship with Krishna. Yeah? Our Guru Maharaj, they are, yeah, established in this position. They are always absorbed in serving Krishna. And the more we become like our Guru Maharaj, yeah, like we hear the example, if you put an iron rod into fire, yeah, what happens? If you leave it there long enough, it becomes like fire. Anything you touch, it will burn. So it is our duty, being a disciple of our Guru Maharaj, to develop our own bhakti. And in this way, whenever we meet anyone, they will have a very deep impression. And if we can give them some invitation by book, yeah, or we can organize some program, and they will feel, I want to hear again, I want to meet this person again. And he gave me such a nice impression. Not only that, he had some very nice prasadam, ladu or whatever. Yeah. We have to find a trick how to help people come in this process. Yeah. There is no better food than the food that is offered to Krishna, which we call Mahaprasadam. And if anyone takes just a little bit, yeah, then their life will be changed forever. And if we remain in contact with him, with them, nowadays it is the age of communication, isn't it? Everybody has email, internet, we can give them our website, we can in any way devise a plan to bring them closer. So it is our duty to become one in line with our Guru Parampara, to take full shelter, to follow the same concept that our Guru Maharaj is preaching. Yeah, this is called, yeah, proper practice, being a real disciple. Yeah, that is why our Guru Maharaj and all previous gurus, they are traveling all over the world. Yeah, that is why Krishna himself came in the form of a sadhu. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested himself in this world in order to present the process of sadhu sangha. Yeah, by being in the association with sadhus, very easy we can make progress. Yeah. This process is also called Sankirtan. By being together, hearing the glories about Krishna, very quickly our dormant inspiration to again remember that we are eternally related with Krishna, it becomes awake, and we will become very inspired to practice this process of Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. Also, you should know, the scientists and doctors are thinking that we can make people happy. They help something, but they themselves die. How they can help others? They don't know anything about who are they and who is Supreme Lord. No realization. So they cannot help. Nowadays, Buddhism is spreading everywhere. They think that by our process, world will be happy. But by their idea, world is nothing but zero. From zero came, even now zero, and after that we will become zero. Totally false. If they are false, their wordings are also false. So, they are quite ignorant. If they are nothing zero, then their thoughts are also zero.
Their words.
That this world is false, everything is false. They are telling false also. So they cannot help. Christians, they believe in God, but they don't follow His God's instructions. All living entity, birds, fishes,
animals.
Cows, animals, all are son and daughter of
God.
But they kill all the sons and daughters of God. How their God will be happy? Also, their God has no form, no quality, nothing. So if He has no quality, then He cannot have
mercy.
So how He can help? If He has no form, no mercy, then no use of worshipping. And Christians are not kind. They eat meat, eggs, and fishes, beef and other things. So this is not good practice. The faith in God, it is okay. But the process they adopt, this cannot help us. Muslims, they also have faith in God, in Muhammad,
Allah
Khuda. But the one, by the power of sword, they will spread Islam everywhere. Either you should be Muslim or we will cut you. This is not right. By that their God cannot be, Allah Khuda will not be happy. So this process is also not good. Also there is a fact that Muslims, Buddha, Christians have origin. Christians only about 2008 years. Muslims about 15,000 years.
1500.
And Buddhism about 2,000 or 3,000 years only. But Indian philosophy, knowledge, from beginning of creation, before creation it was.
Time being immemorial.
It has been told that God is love. Love is God. Really? Where we see in Allah Khuda, because He has no form. And in
Christianity.
Buddha. Buddha, Christian.
Jesus Christ.
Because He has no form. Nothing. So, in their process is also new. And by this process, that He is selfless, no mercy, no kind, no love and affection, then how He can be worshipable? So Krishna is eternal abode of love and affection, you can see how affectionate to all those who take his shelter, especially Brajavasi, especially gopis. He gets so much respect to gopis, and he wanted to take the dust of feet dust of gopis and told that, "I cannot repay you that you have left for me your chastity, your husband, your son, your wealth, reputation, everything for me. How I can repay? Anyone in this god, any god, cannot tell like this, cannot do like this." So only by this process, bhakti process, we can be happy. By not others.
Anybody else, please?
How do you convince someone it's important that they're going to die? They are going to die at any moment. At any moment they can die. And some people don't believe anything is going to happen to them. There is no afterlife, as you're saying, it's zero. But how do you make them understand that they're in a dangerous situation? It's dangerous not to believe that you're going to be judged for every little thing you do. That there's order and there are laws, so you're going to die. So now, prepare. Prepare for it. Prepare for death. Understand that you will be zero, as Maharaj is saying. You will be a zero.
Yeah, Buddha calls this completely wrong philosophy, that zero.
Yes.
Yeah, Buddhism is telling
right.
The zero, it will come wrong
right.
Philosophy.
But how do you make people realize that they're not going to be zero, but they are going to go on and be punished when they die for whatever actions they perform?
কে বলছে
বলছে যে হাউ ইউ ক্যান কনভিন্স আদার দ্যাট ডেথ ইজ কম্পালসারি ইউ ডাই ওয়ান ডে
ইউ ডোন্ট নো দ্যাট ডেইলি ল্যাক্স অ্যান্ড ল্যাক্স অ্যান্ড ল্যাক্স পার্সনস আর ডাইং ইউর ফাদার ইজ হ্যাজ ডেড ইউর ফোর ফাদার হ্যাজ ডেড দেন হোয়াট ইজ মোর টু বিলিভ
হি ইজ টেলিং দ্যাট আ পারসন হু ডাজ নট বিলিভ দ্যাট দ্যার ইজ এনিথিং হু বিলিভস দ্যাট It is not important.
That is, I told Buddhism.
Yes.
I told about Buddhism. They think that nothing is there. No God, no Vedas, no these things.
But can we convince them, Gurudev?
How we can convince them?
Oh, so many boats have come to me and they are
in China.
Convinced in China. A guru of about...
About 146,000.
He became bhakta, Krishna bhakta, and he took my all books.
Chanting 1 lakh every day, 64 hours.
But even the Christians and Muslims, even though they are following some religion and these religions, they don't believe they're going to die. See, the fact is they don't believe they're going to die, even though they see death all around them. I'm going to live today, and I got this plan, but I'm going to do this tomorrow, and I'm going to do that tomorrow, and there's still time. And
so you can ask them that your grandfather or great-grandfather is still alive or not.
Right.
Yeah. And
they still don't understand.
Yeah, and there
problem.
Is so many medical centers.
Right.
Every day, so many are dying there.
They should go to hospitals and see.
So everybody has to die. Because they can bathe, they must die.
First, you should go and see.
Yes.
Then you can convince them.
Yeah. So, in Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj told, when his brothers and Draupadi was in exile, then one day, Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "I am hungry," and asked his youngest brother, "Go and get some water." Then Sarva went to get some water, there is one Jaksha, he told, he had to reply my question first, then he can take water. But he don't care, as soon as he touch water, he became faint. After that, no cool, then Arjun Bhim came, no one cared for him. And when Yudhishthira came, want to drink water, then he told, please reply my question, then you can drink, otherwise you have to be same destination like your other brothers. Then he told, yes, your question. Then he asked, what is the wonder? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj told, the wonder is this greatest wonder in this world. Everybody, so many are dying in this world, still who is alive, they thought, oh, I will not die, they will not come to me, embrace me. This is the greatest wonder in this world. The same way, who are thinking I will not die, their forefather dies, every day so many are dying, seeing this, they are completely blind. And when there be big disease attacks them, then, oh, alas, alas, what shall I do?
Calling God, save me, God, help me.
They're bound to do that.
But then, when anyone is in trouble or has a problem, they call on God when they have a problem.
There is no permanent happiness in the world. They're bound to call out from their heart for God. You know, one day, they're bound to do that.
This is a technical question for the Maharaj. When you die, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death, you obtain that nature. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
When
someone dies, whoever they feel or think they are, that person that's dying is gone. You don't remember. Unless you're Krishna conscious, unless you can think of Krishna at the time of death, you lose your consciousness. Is that right?
Yeah.
So technically speaking, you are dying. The person you think you are is dying. Unless you are Krishna conscious, Krishna will carry your you'll remember Krishna.
Yeah.
You'll still say, you'll remember who you are. You'll remember, I was Charahasar, I was this person, that person. You'll remember. But if you're not Krishna conscious, if you don't adopt the practices of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, you will not remember. So everything you knew or thought about or thought you were, your parents, your upbringing, your this, your that, your money, whatever, it's all gone, finished. So my question is this. Technically, you're dead. And this is an atheistic philosophy, that you are dead. There's nothing left for that particular person. That person you think you are. Your soul goes on, but that person is dead. The person you thought you were died. And it's no more. And that's the danger, and that is the fear. That is the danger. If we can convince people that they're really going to die, and you're not going to remember any of this, you're actually going to be in a very dangerous situation, not to speak of Yamaraj and everything else that's going to happen to you. You will remember that, like Ajamil did when, you know, he saw the Yamadutas coming at him. So, I just wanted to see what Maharaj had to say or elaborate on that particular point.
This is easy answer. Because when he has too much wealth and very handsome, young age and learned scholar, then you don't care for others. When your young age will go, gradually you will be old, and money will go away. And then you are poor, then bound to remember God. When you are too much healthy, wealthy, or you not care for others. It mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam that Janma, Aisarja, Sruta, Sri Vyeda, Mano Madhapuman, Naivar Hattavi Dhatum Tam, Voi Tamakinchana Gocharam. When Naradashi was passing through, the son of Nal, Kuber, and Manigri, the son of Kuber. Kuber is the goddess of wealth. His two sons, they're too much intoxicated, drinking wine, and they're playing in the water with complete disrupt with other girls. There are two male and so many girls, and when Naradrishi was passing through, the girls seeing Naradrishi, they came out from the water, dressed themselves, and did pranam. And that Nalkuvar and Monigrip, they try to abuse Naradrishi. Oh, there is no way. Why the saintly person came here to die? There is no other way to go. And abusing Naradrishi and their girls. Then Naradrishi told, oh, you don't know who am I? You are son of Kuber. Kuber is devotee and you are doing this. Or you will be like tree. Immediate they feel that going to be inert. Then they understood. There are so many examples in this our scripture. I have to give quotation from the scriptures. Then they lamenting, oh, please excuse us and please deliver us. Then Naradrishi told, but which I told, it must be happened. And when Krishna will come in this world, he will be two in trees, he will deliver from this tree. That happened. There are so many examples. And if the atheists don't believe that, without seeing these eyes, then what science has discovered, they have not discovered, how they can believe that thing? Why they not believe to the Vedic scripture? So they are bound to believe. We have to give arguments to them. Any other question, please?
I have a small comment here to make about his question, how you can convince others about Lord Krishna and this philosophy. Prabhupada used to say that purity is the force and Shastra is the basis. Unless you have studied Shastra, unless you have developed purity, you have no power to convert another person.
Yeah.
So many gurus, so many swamis had impersonally had come before Srila Prabhupada. Not a single person became a devotee of Lord Krishna. But Prabhupada came with full purity.
Yeah.
With all Lord Krishna's love in his heart. And he converted so many of them, including myself. Well, I was an atheist before to start with. I never believed in demigods and I didn't believe in Indian, Vedic, all these things. But I read one article, just one article, Prabhupada. I didn't see him personally. That's a power.
Yeah.
That's the power of purity, you know. And only Prabhupada said, I am only one pure person and he will do the whole thing. Just himself he did that. So, you know, that's a whole formula. Purity.
Understand?
Shastra. Purity. This one is pure. Shastra is the basis. Purity is the force. And preaching is the essence. Right? Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm most pleased with someone who goes and tells my gospel to others. Right? And that's, you cannot tell. I cannot tell you, sir, don't eat meat and I'm eating meat. That's absurd.
You have to practice in yourself.
Yeah, you have to be convinced yourself, yeah. Then you can convince someone.
Prabhupada
else.
Was completely convinced, you know, and when he speaks, how all other atheists.
All these questions I've been asking for this guy over here. I'm being the devil's advocate.
Don't worry.
But
that question, doubt will
be. But I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to convince him.
Good.
Even though he doesn't really. Yeah, but he does know what I'm talking about to a certain extent.
Now he's starting to believe. But otherwise he would not come
he's
here.
He's not going to ask you the questions.
That is the first time.
He won't ask you the questions. I have to ask for it.
In a forest, there were two pigeons, one male and one female. They used to be together very, very happily. Always they used to talk how we love each other. And after some time, they gave some children's, birth of children's, so many pigeons. One day they went to forest to pick up something for their children's and for them. They sat on the tree, a bench of tree, and they were loving each other, giving their chonch, each other. In the meantime, they saw that on the green grasses there are some white rice kana.
Grace.
Broken rice there. Scattered here and there.
The lady pigeon told, oh Prabhu, we should go and pick up for us and for our children. Then Malpighian told, don't go there. There must be any hunter. And he has
made a trap.
Trap. And if you will go, he will easily catch you. But Lady Pigeon, oh, everywhere you saw, like,
all male became paranoid.
Always you are suspicious.
Suspicious. I'm going. And you should also come. She fly away on and began to pick up in the meantime hunter.
Pull the trap. Pull
trap.
The...
And she was in the trap.
Caught in that.
Now from there she was bitterly weeping, weeping. And Malpighian, oh, he saw that his dear wife has been caught by that hunter. So now he, weeping, came near trap and began to
lament
for his wife. In the meantime, hunter saw that he is in totally
absorbed
in
lamenting
with his wife, and then he with an arrow he shot the male
heart
pigeon in the heart, and then that arrow passed away from his
one side to another.
And he began to
restless and finished.
And finished. Then he happily clapping his hands came and took that dead pigeon and also that sea pigeon and kept in their pack and went to home and cooked and eat. What is instruction? That weep or any relative dies, we weep very bitterly, bitterly. But don't they see that he is dead now? Death is dancing on her head. So what to do? We should remember Krishna. He will save. So we must know that death is dancing on our head. When it will come, we don't know. From beginning today, you should chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Gaur Pramanande. No question, nothing argument in this.
Day after tomorrow we are going to California, Bajor, near Vaishali or near Fresno. More than 1,000 devotees will come from all over the world. All you are welcome if you have time, weekend or any time.
Before this in Miami, where great festival.
Alachua.
Oh, 1,000 delegates from all over the world they came. Bas. Ekta kirtan kore de Hare Krishna kothare. Na ekta kirtan kore.